Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 11th. And today we're going to combine number 16 and Mark 15 and see about what goes around comes around. I just can't help but think of the movie The Passion of the Christ as I read the story of the leadership rebellion instigated by Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. I flash back to the scenes of inquisition of Jesus by the Jewish elders and my head wags in disbelief. History was repeating itself then just as it does now. Let me explain. When Korah, Dathan, and Abiram challenged Moses, they made the claim that Moses and Aaron were, quote-unquote, glory hogs. They had the temerity to set themselves apart from the rest of the Israelites, who were just as holy and special as them. But Moses saw through their blather as the power play it really was. Not content with their service at the tabernacle as Levites, they wanted to wrest the priesthood away from Aaron and his family. In other words, they thought themselves as the more worthy rulers. This was a coup. Flash forward 1,500 years to the scene in the Sanhedrin's chamber. Caiaphas, Annas, and the rest of the priestly family in power had no right to the priesthood. They were not direct descendants of Aaron, but had received the priesthood during a time of national disarray in Israel. Through political deceit, bribery, and intrigue, with the support of the Roman and Herodian authorities, they gained the title and office of high priest. That they had the gall to question Jesus as high priest shows how really wicked these outwardly proper and pious men were. As Jesus said of them, they clean the outside of the cup, but inside are full of greed and self-indulgence. Is it any wonder that these usurpers put Jesus to death, those who should have bowed at his feet in worship? He exposed them for what they really were, money-grubbing actors. Though what happened to Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, immediate and dramatic punishment, didn't happen to Caiaphas and Annas, it did eventually come. Quote-unquote, their temple was toppled. Their family line was reduced to obscurity. The Lord Jesus, on the other hand, was exalted in the resurrection. Many of the priest's fellow religious leaders believed in Jesus as time passed, and the power of the Lord continued to follow the followers of Jesus. There's an axiom of life that bears out its truth. The wheels of justice grind slowly, but they grind ever so fine. Let the Lord deal with corruption in high places. He always gets it done. And soon there will be no more with which we will have to contend. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.